This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're not familiar with the show, we got a six-pack of NFL questions. Gator, heads or tails?
Or tails.
Gator calls tails, and tails it is. Would you like to receive or defer?
I will defer.
Okay, right. So I'm going first.
Here we go, Doug. Question number one, was it too early to fire Robert Saleh?
Wow, it's early in the season, isn't it? But you could kind of see this one coming. And it seemed like Saleh and coach GM and sometimes quarterback when not darkness fasting purger in Egypt, Aaron Rodgers, it seemed like they didn't get along. And I did look for quicker firings to find out like if this was any kind of record, and it's actually not even close. Rams owner Carol Rosenblum fired George Allen after two uninspiring preseason games.
Oh, well, that'll... That sets the bar.
1977. But yeah, this is, I think it's too early. And I mean, I feel like Saleh got dealt a bad hand here. He got dealt Aaron Rodgers, who is setting the bar for diva behavior, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, you have to ask Aaron Rodgers whether or not it was too early to
Why
fire
ask
him.
Us?
I mean, what do we, yeah. The fact that he was fired, it clearly means Aaron Rodgers thinks, no, it wasn't too early at all. I love how he's trying to distance himself. I didn't have anything to do with it. It's ridiculous. I resent it. And then he talks about how the owner talked to him about it. So clearly the owner made the decision while consulting with Aaron Rodgers. But whatever, man. Was he fired too early? Probably, but what an awful fit it was for Robert Saleh in the beginning anyway. I mean, he goes there, and who knows if he had the final say-so in the first draft pick when they had the top five pick and they took Zach Wilson. The idea of trading everything you could just to get Aaron Rodgers and then all of his cronies around him, the possibility of maybe giving up more assets if you're going to try to get Devontae Adams. It's just a terrible fit. And actually, I'm glad he's out of there because I kind of like Robert Saleh, and I feel like his whole legacy was getting ruined in with the Jets. But also, he had a terrible win-loss record. You can't deny that either. So, I mean, there's reason to fire him, but do I think it's too early? Yeah, a little bit.
So Aaron Rodgers resents those accusations, Gator.
Yes.
And you, Doug, that you guys are making. Mm-hmm. But do I think it was too early to fire him? I kind of do. But I don't know what was going on behind scenes, how bad the relationships were. I mean, if he was losing the locker room, that's not a good thing. As far as trying to win this year, because that's what the owner is trying to do, is win this year. He felt that he came out and said, we got a really good team, and things weren't going where they should be. So if that's the goal... I don't know if this helps that goal. I think they would have been better off keeping him and trying to right the ship than going this route. I could be wrong, but I do think it was too early. All right, speaking of the Jets, Gator, who will be the Jets head coach in 2025?
Well, you know how these hiring cycles go. You take a chance on a coordinator who had no head coaching experience, and that doesn't work. So what do you do next? You go and you find a former head coach with lots of head coaching experience. So it's Bill Belichick. They're going to throw stupid money at him, and he'll take it. He wants to come back and coach. He's got the ego, and hey, kicking the can with maybe you get another season of Aaron Rodgers there, more than likely, and make some moves in the offseason. Bill Belichick will test your true genius if you can still get it done.
I agree with you, but I'm going to add another layer to the story. They will go with Bill Belichick after they interview Ben Johnson, and he says, no, I'm staying with Detroit.
I like that. Yeah.
I think they absolutely go after Ben Johnson. And the question is that bag too big for Ben Johnson to turn down this time around? It is a New York market, too. Maybe Ben Johnson doesn't want that big of a market. Or maybe they sell him on the fact you win here, you're king of the world. That's kind of what they sell a lot of free agents and coaches and things like that about New York. In the end, I don't think they land Ben Johnson. I'm going to go with Mike Vrabel here. But yeah, I agree with maybe probably a veteran coach would be better.
You think Ben Johnson wants to work with Aaron Rodgers?
I think he wants
that
to work
headache.
With whoever gives him the best chance. I mean, if you a good quarterback, hey, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers, and he clearly isn't the same quarterback he was in Green Bay. He can still sling it, man. You see it out there. I don't know if he's going to be any better next year, though. But like I said, maybe the bag is too big for him to turn down. But Vrabel's my choice. All right, a couple of QB changes were made this week. Should the Cleveland Browns do the same and bench Deshaun Watson?
Yep. And go with DTR and see what they got in a young quarterback and play for a tank for Shadur. I mean, Cleveland's a mess. They got to try and get out of that contract. It's not even just bench him. It's how, what recourse do they have to get out of that awful, awful, historically bad contract? But yeah, I would bench him and I would go, I just roll with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and no big deal. Try to get Shadur Sanders.
Look, I was a fan of the talent of Deshaun Watson when he was with Houston. I thought it was an awful lot for Cleveland to give up to land him in that trade, and then everything else happened, and it looks like, how stupid is that? At some point, you just got to cut bait and realize it's not working, and it's not working. So, yes, you should change the quarterback. However, I'm not going with DTR. You want to eat yourself a W this week. You go put in Jameis Winston.
Tastes like crab legs.
Mmm. And butter.
Well, of course.
Tastes like incompletion.
Interception.
Can't forget the butter. Listen, Deshaun Watson clearly is not the same quarterback he was in Houston. This is not the guy they traded for. His numbers don't look the best. But I got to be honest with you, watching Cleveland games a little bit, his receivers aren't helping him either. I don't think it's all Deshaun Watson's fault. With that being said, it clearly isn't working, though. They were actually better last year when Flacco came in. I'm with you, Gator. Teams just don't give up. If you put DTR in, you're giving up on the season, Doug, and I don't think they're there yet. I think Winston is the choice. You go with Jameis. I mean, I'm not sure he's going to be better, but this team clearly needs a spark. And if they're not going to give up on the season, they're still trying to make the playoffs and win games, I think you got to go with Jameis. All right, five games into the season, guys. Is Jaden Daniels the MVP of the league?
You know, my initial reaction was going to be no, because to be the man, you got to beat the man. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are 5-0, but Mahomes has like 6 touchdowns and 6 picks. So I can't do it. Jaden Daniels is the MVP at this point because his team is 4-1. It's not because of his stats. He's only got 4 touchdowns to 2 picks, but he's got 4 touchdowns rushing as well, and he's averaging over 5 yards a carry. He's got 300 yards on the ground. He's completing 77% of his passes, and more importantly, he's just leading his team down the field to scoring drive after scoring drive after scoring drive. It's amazing what they've done there with Washington, and he's the leader of that team.
You may recall one of my bold-ass predictions prior to the season was that Jaden Daniels and Sam Darnold would be battling for league MVP.
Right.
I mean, seriously, this is the world we are in. I would go with Sam Darnold, and it does come down to the stats here, because, as you mentioned, Jaden Daniels, it's kind of a stunning stat that he only has 4 touchdown passes. Yeah. The guy's been incredible. They score like 75% of their possessions. They look unstoppable, and he's a big reason why, but only 4 touchdown passes. So I'm going to give the slight nod to Sam Darnold at this point.
So right now, 5 games into the season, I think it is a 2-horse race between Sam Darnold and Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, his completion percentage is unreal. And if you talk about MVP, winning games matters a lot. That's why Sam Darnold's in there as well. He's got good numbers, but the fact that they're undefeated, you can't ignore that.
Yep.
No one predicted the Commanders would have this record at this point in the season. So I probably would right now give the slight edge to Jaden Daniels. But keep an eye on Lamar Jackson. If they continue to win games, his numbers are very good. Again, he could be winning his 3rd MVP by the end of the year, depending on if Washington and Minnesota fade a little bit. I think Lamar Jackson could surpass them. But 5 games into the season, I got Jaden Daniels. I can't believe it. A rookie as the MVP of the league. All right, another team that's struggling, the Bengals. Are they done, guys?
Okay, look, I'm going to put one of my modern-day football philosophies to a test here. I'm going to say no, because offense wins championships, and there's nothing wrong with this team's offense. And I really believe that in the modern-day NFL, you win with great offense, and they got a top 10 offense in yards, top 5 offense in scoring. Joe Burrow's having a good year. And they have a relatively light schedule. There are no easy schedules in the NFL because any team can beat you on any given Sunday, but they have a relatively light schedule, so I'm going to say they are not done yet. They're in a deep, deep hole, clearly, but I'm gonna say if I were a Bengals fan, I wouldn't give up.
Well, offense can win championships, but you have to do it with some kind of defense, and they have the second worst defense in the NFL and giving up 29 points a game. So you just have to be somewhat respectable to be able to utilize that top offense. I like the Bengals. I always have. I think Joe Burrow is great, but I don't think I've gone on record and saying I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl. And this is the reason, because they haven't corrected those problems on defense. They're not done yet, but they're perilously close. If I were Cincinnati, I would right now be on the phone with Robert Saleh to bring him over to be a defensive assistant right freaking now and try to help that defense out. Robert Saleh is a great defensive mind. He did amazing things with San Francisco.
I think the offense, I agree with you, the offense is really good. That's why the offense is so good. I think they put up a fight. But the problem is the record and the numbers. They might be in too big of a hole to dig out of. The numbers, when you look at it historically, are against them making the playoffs. Now, they have added the extra playoff team, so that's you know changes the numbers a little bit. But like I said, historically, you start off 1-4. You're not going to make the playoffs. And I think the NFL is just too good of a league to be in that big of a hole. I think their division is tough. The AFC is tough. I think the Bengals are done as far as making the playoffs. Our last one, guys. Steelers wide receiver George Pickens had the phrase "always blanking open" on his eye black last week, and he's going to hear from the NFL about that. But if you guys had to wear eye black with something written on it, what would it say?
It's a great question. I thought about this, and I came up with two answers, but it's down to I have to give it to one. So my first thought was something that if it were there, it'd be kind of hokey, I think, to say. The one I went with was one that I want to get under the skin of the opposition, because that's what you want to do. You want to play mind games with them. So I think what it would say is, how's your mother?
Wow. And
that's pretty you'll be, savage.
You'll evoke some emotion. That's
you
for
wanna,
sure.
You want to get under the skin.
All right. So I'll just beat people to the joke. Under one eye, I would say near, far, and on the other eye, I would say wherever you are.
Go to Selena.
Someone can pick you up.
Wear your bike helmet or treat each other with respect. I don't know. I might say, okay, hook them. Like, I don't care. I think I'd go with wear your bike helmet.
There you go.
Yep.
Or wear your mouth guard. You know,
Safety first.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Wear the mouth guard.
So I took this a little differently. I took it as if I was going to wear this out and about, because I'm not an NFL player. So if I had to wear eye black with a message on it, just walking, you know, to my car, going to the grocery store, mine would say always effing tired, guys, because I am always effing tired at this point in my life. Got the two little ones, the wife, the job. Everything's going on. I have no time for anything.
At the playoffs.
I'm always effing tired.
It's so great. You are me. Like 16 years ago. And that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.